At 6:06, it is clear, 25 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We should warm to only 42 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. With many school districts, including the Tulsa Public Schools, out of class today for the holiday, it is hoped that it may slow down the spread of the flu among students. Several school districts closed last week because of the illness, and more Oklahomans went to the hospital.
We are concerned because we are seeing an acceleration of influenza activity just this past week.
That is state epidemiologist Dr. Christy Bradley. 8 people have died and over 480 have been hospitalized with the flu in Oklahoma since the 1st of October. The Cherokee Nation is expanding its land holdings in Tahlequah. Chief Bill John Baker says the tribe will expand its hospitality business.
The entirety of this land was once ours, and today we're buying some of it back. We bought more than 300 prime acres, which included Cherry Springs Golf Course. This will add to CNB's first-class hospitality portfolio.
He says the tribe purchased the land for far less than its market value, and it will be used to expand the job base for Cherokee citizens. The chief of staff of newly elected Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen says the congressman has received death threats. Carl Algren said in a statement over the weekend the threat is being investigated and that Mullen and his family, which includes his wife, 2 sons, and a daughter, are being protected. The statement did not go into detail about the threats. Well, while President Obama is calling for further restrictions on access to guns, Oklahoma lawmakers are pushing in the other direction. More than 3 dozen bills have been filed in the state House and Senate to make it easier for people to carry firearms and expand where people can bring their weapons, to include public meetings, state parks, and even public schools. Among the more far-reaching proposals is a bill by freshman Republican Senator Nathan Dom of Broken Arrow that says the federal government has no authority to regulate firearms. It calls for prison time for any federal employee who attempts to regulate firearms in Oklahoma. After President Obama retakes the oath of office this morning, the inaugural parade will step off. Taking part will be Union High School junior ROTC member Darren Lopez. He's a man of few words.
Marching inaugural parade.
Ever done anything like this before?
No, sir.
Kind of excited?
Yes, sir.
We have extensive coverage on the day's activities that began at 9 o'clock this morning here on KWGS. LaFleur County authorities say a couple and a child, believed to be their 3-year-old great-grandson, have been killed in a house fire at Shady Point. Now, Shady Point is at the northern edge of Poteau in LaFleur County. The city of Pryor and Google team up to provide free public Wi-Fi in the communities downtown.
Google operates a data center located in an industrial park near the city and provided a $200,000 grant to make the high-speed wireless internet available. Pryor Mayor Jimmy Trammell hopes to expand the Wi-Fi network within the next 5 years to encompass the entire city. Construction on the network is expected to begin next month and will be completed by the end of the year. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, it's going to be sunny and very cool today. We will have a high of only 42. Tonight, it's going to be clear and very cold. 22 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, look for plentiful sunshine and just a tad bit warmer. We should have an afternoon peak of 49. By Wednesday and Thursday, bright blue skies, very mild conditions with a high each day right around 62 degrees. And on Friday, well, it's still going to be sunny, but it's going to turn colder and a high of 43. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 25. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.